I enjoy a good fight. Don't you? I like watching them, hearing about them, being in them, winning them. Believe it or not, fighting can be healthy because there's something about that kind of struggle that will always produce a result. A war of words, battle of the bulge, a good old-fashioned tug of war, tough fights that you're always fighting all the time. But consider that the fight of all fights, the mother of them all, is the one that will always be in your face. Consider that your toughest battle, your biggest fight, the war that you must continue to wage could just be the one between you and what you think you already know. It was recently that I was talking to my friend Pete on the phone. Pete's a very talented high-end web designer, and he was sharing with me that just as he was about to finish up on a year-long project for a large company, he discovered that he had made a decision a year ago that it turned out to be a mistake. At the beginning of the project a year ago, Pete made a decision about a technical aspect of the design that required him to bring in a specific kind of developer, one that specialized in the kind of application that he had decided they needed to go with. For 1 year, Pete worked conscientiously and meticulously with this particular developer. For 1 year, the project was going well. For 1 year, the customer was very pleased, and the project was on track to finish on time and without a hitch. That is until Pete discovered the mistake that he had made at the beginning of the project an entire year ago. He discovered, just as he was preparing to finally get paid, that the technical decision that he had made resulted in him hiring the wrong kind of developer. Now that entire aspect of the project had to be done all over again, with a new developer, and pretty quickly. Don't you hate it when that happens? You've worked hard, you've given it your all, and then just when you expect that it will all come together. Devastated by his discovery, Pete was understandably mad at himself. He already knew, A, that his mistake had just cost him significant income that he and his family had been counting on and essentially already spent, B, that the client would expect him to make it right and suffer a consequence, C, how this would all turn out. Pete called his client, told him about the mistake, and then proposed that they hire another developer themselves and he would forfeit his pay as a result of them having to do that. They accepted, and then Pete went into a state of shock. Remember the last time that happened to you? You found yourself in the middle of a mess that could not have happened at a more inopportune time. On the phone with him later that day, I listened to Pete share with me about the way that it is and about what he already knew about these kinds of situations. Lucky for him that I didn't know anything about this sort of thing. And lucky for him, I wasn't bogged down with the conventional wisdom of how things and how people in his particular industry are. Well, what if there were a way for you to fix a problem and still get paid? What if you asked a developer to do it for free? What if you called your client and asked them to pay you on time and while you fix this mistake? That's what I asked when it was my turn to talk. Pete just knew that there was no way that any of what I was suggesting was possible, but he accepted my invitation anyway to get on the phone and give it a try. He ended up finding, A, a developer, a good one who was willing to do the work as a barter instead of getting paid, B, that when he called his client to share with them that he had hired a developer that could do their redesign, they agreed to pay him before the work was complete, and C, he would get paid after all. Pete would get paid when before he just knew he would not. Imagine. When you think you know what there is to know, you undermine the possibility of discovering. Pete was in a most perfect and appropriate place. In being presented with his dilemma, he got the opportunity to see how much he limits what is possible for him because he knows. He just already knows. He was in a most perfect and appropriate place because he had to give up knowing in order to have things work out. And you? What has your being a know-it-all been costing you? How many times has being certain about how it is or how it could be cost you something big time? Your toughest battle, your biggest fight, the war that you must continue to wage could just be the one between you and what you think you already know. Listen, being smart and knowing stuff, it's a good thing. No one would disagree. We make it our business to pack our brains with enough information to run a small universe. We get diplomas, degrees, we earn certificates and awards for all the stuff that we know. We use the stuff we know to get what we want out of life. But sometimes you've got to pick a fight with what you think you already know. Sometimes it's what you think you already know that's keeping you from moving beyond. Who or what are you fighting with today? Maybe it's time to pick a fight with what you think you already know. Today, uncover that undercover opponent and in spite of your certainty and through your own doubt, beat what you already know to a pulp. Today, learn that you have the courage it takes to realize that you may not have all the answers. Find out that you have the capacity to surrender and expand your capacity to trust if you'll just risk not knowing. I enjoy a good fight, and I know you do too. There's more than one way for that cat to be skinned, and one monkey don't stop no show. Not today. Today, embrace the opportunity to not know, and then fight. Today is for discovering. Just let it unfold.